WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're a Forbes Best in State 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do, from the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being, because what we really do best is invest in you. Visit WSECU.org today to learn more. Washington, let's credit union.
With VerboCare, help is always ready, before, during, and after your stay. We've planned for the plot twists, so support is always available, because a great trip starts with peace of mind.
Get ready for another episode of the Life Strong Project.
And now, in stereo.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome back to the Life Strong Project. Again, I'm your host, AC, and as always, I am so humbled, honored, and blessed that you chose us to embrace your airwaves and ride on through to your speakers. So today, our guest is hailing from actually the state of Florida. She's the owner and CEO of Wounded Healer, LLC. She's got 18 years experience in massage therapy, 8 years certified canine massage. Now that's something I've never heard of, but we'll definitely get into that. She offers fitness introduction for instruction. I'm sorry, for ages 55 and older. Correct?
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
Man, and what I really want to delve into is the holistic life coach approach. I'm definitely interested in getting into that because, you know, I'm interested in the whole holistic thing. But she's also a bestseller. She's out there on Amazon, people, and we'll talk about that. She's a podcaster. I want to get all that from her, all right? But I don't want to spill the beans. I don't want to give too much. I want her to tell us because I would not do her justice, all right? I want Life Strong family, please, if you would be so kind, to give a warm round of applause and welcome to our guest today, Blanca E. Rodriguez. Ms. Rodriguez, how are you?
I am doing great. Very happy to be here. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. I can't complain. I can't complain. No one listens to me when I complain anyway. So anyway.
it happens. You're not the only one.
So I'm curious that and like I said during the introduction, it's the holistic life coach. I'm really interested in that because there's a lot of life coaches. I'm just gonna be honest. Mm-hmm. There's tons of life coaches out there and everybody has their own take on what everyone is doing wrong. Everybody says, hey, you know, think differently, do differently, move differently, eat differently, what have you. I mean, there are so many people, very few, at least from what I've, you know, encountered, speak on the holistic approach. Talk about that a little bit. Well, why the holistic approach with you? And because, you know, I'm sure it's going to go back to your massage therapy some mm-hmm. kind of way. I just got this idea. That's going to go back to that massage therapy.
Oh, and you got that absolutely right. That is for sure. The idea of holistic has always come from the body, mind, and spirit working as a unit, not as separate entities. Mm-hmm. And I take it all the way back to my massage therapy background, obviously, when this is the approach to massage therapy, body, mind, and spirit approach, because honestly and obviously, this is proven that we work as a unit. And I'm going to give you the biggest example that everybody goes through. It's the word that starts with an S and finishes with an S, which is stress.
Oh, okay.
Stress starts with a thought. It takes over our emotions. Mm-hmm. And it reflects directly on our bodies in the form of heart palpitations, hyperventilation, headaches, stomach issues, lower back issues, the neck is tight, the shoulders are going all the way up to the ceiling. And in the most extreme cases, high blood pressure can happen because of stress and strokes. And stress definitely can be, like they say, oh, stress is a killer. Yes, right. It can be a big killer. And this is the combination of body, mind, and spirit approach, because the same way that we get stressed out, oh, and then stress and exhaustion, they come hand in hand together. How okay. are you? I'm stressed. I'm tired. This is the world of a stressed and tired people. That is for sure. So coming back to, you know, to the present, to a holistic life coaching, we do the same exact approach when it comes to life coaching, the body, mind, and spirit approach to what life coaching is. Instead of treating everything as a separate entity, for example, there are financial coaches, there are coaches that are for, well, sports coaches. We know that sports coaches, that's what the most famous coaches are, people that are in sports, my coaches in sports. And well, we take the same exact approach of coaching with what we do. I've been doing this for a very, very long time. And coaching is about getting people out of their comfort zones and helping them achieve what they so much desire. And I explain. From the emotional standpoint, coming from childhood trauma, for example, childhood trauma can reflect on everything that we do for the rest of our natural lives unless we do something about it and we help ourselves heal from the childhood trauma. I come from that place, and that's why that's one of the biggest reasons why I became a holistic life coach, because it has been so impactful in my own personal life. And another one. Going to the gym, wanting to lose, let's say 10, 20, 40 pounds. Why can I lose some? Why I cannot lose this weight? Why am I keep on putting it up and putting weight on? There is a direct relation on weight gaining to emotional eating. And when emotional eating happens, there is an underlying rooting of trauma that may have happened. And that is why a lot of people seek food for comfort. Because in many ways, the only thing that these individuals can control is their eating, and nobody else will tell them what to do with their eating habits. Another example, as a massage therapist, I want a massage. Cure me, help me, fix me. We are helpers. Life coaches, we are helpers. We don't cure people and we don't fix your issues. We help you with gaining more quality of life no matter what age you are. I have clients that women in menopause, for example. Okay. Menopause in women has been demonized for the longest time. A lot of women are very ashamed going into their 40s and their 50s, because according to a lot of cultures, we fall into the stereotype of our life is basically over. Whatever you didn't do before 45, you're done for this life, because you're heading into old and you're going to be an old right. person, and that's it. That is your finishing point right there. And that is absolutely not true. So we help on not only changing the narrative in a physical way, but an emotional way. And of course, body, mind, and spirit approach to things. When there is nothing else, nowhere else to go. A lot of cultures, we do that. I come from a Catholic culture. When there's nothing else to do, we pray. I have a great teacher of mine that he says, praying is talking to God and meditation is listening to God. So a very powerful message here, but it's about the body, mind, spirit approach, taking into consideration faith, fitness, family, fortune, and fun, which are five very, very basic and very important aspects to have a life in harmony, not really balance, because balance can be a very hard thing to achieve. Oh, I want balance. I want balance. And what happens when our lives are not in balance? Are we total failures? Absolutely not. Life gets lifing. That's why being in harmony and having a little bit, being more flexible with how we live our lives is a much better approach about being obsessed with living in harmony. I gotta live in harmony and in peace every single day in order to have a successful life. That is not real. That is not true. But it's about picking up good tools that are handed over, because knowledge is power. Oh, we have always heard that. Knowledge is power. Right. But it's the application of knowledge when there is real power. We can have the best information in our hands, but if we actually don't use the information for the better good, then it goes on deaf ears. It's good for nothing. It will be just there waiting for you to do something about it. And this is why holistic life coaching is about approaching life in a more harmonious way, understanding that at the end of the day, we are still human. We still make mistakes. And it's about not really punishing ourselves as much as we used to, because let's face it, we can be our own worst enemies. That is for sure.
Yes.
I've been there, done that. That is for sure. We can have the worst relationship that many of us, and I am included in this club, the worst relationship I used to have was the one with the mirror, actually. Mm. I will look at the mirror and I never liked what I saw.
Wow.
I was overly judgmental of what I saw in the mirror. And I was a professional dancer for many, many years. And the only relationship, the only more or less better relationship that I had with the mirror was when I was dancing and rehearsing.
Wow.
Because it was for the purpose of a job being done, not actually looking at the mirror and saying, wow, girl, you have done good today. What a difference. And I did a keynote speech the other day to 60 women, and I asked them, how many times have you looked in the mirror and not like what you see? And the hands were all over the place, flowing. Yeah. So these are things to take under big consideration. And of course, you know, understanding the most important relationship that we have in this world is the one with ourselves. And there's a lot of types of coaching that focus specifically on certain things, which is fine. This is, you know, whatever works for you, that is what matters at the end of the day. But I see it. I mean, the life coach that I have, I've been with a life coach for 3 years of my life, and it's one of the best investments I ever done in my life, was investing on me having a life coach that is my accountability partner.
WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're a Forbes Best in State 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do, from the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being, because what we really do best is invest in you. Visit WSECU.org today to learn more. Washington, let's credit union.
With Verbal's last-minute deals, you can save over $50 on your spring getaway. So whether it's a mountain escape with friends, a family week at the beach, or sightseeing in a new city, there's still time to get great discounts. Book your next stay now. Average savings $72. Select homes only.
because in many ways, accountability is so important to keep us in track to what we really want to do. Let's remember that building a habit takes 21 to 67 days to achieve, and in many cases, it takes much longer to build a new habit. We are beings of habits, and habit formation is as, it can be as long as breaking a habit. For example, addiction. Breaking the habit of addiction, it can take weeks, years, decades, a lifetime. And it's about keeping in track with not falling off the wagon, not being detoured. And this is when life coaching is such a blessing for so many, starting with me. That is for sure.
I'm curious. You mentioned earlier that achieving quote unquote balance is not, it's not plausible.
It is possible, but it can be a big pressure on your shoulders.
Right, right. But you mentioned another term. You said instead of balance,
harmony.
In other words, you know, those five areas that you spoke of working together harmoniously at the same time. I'm curious because, and I'm not going to say all, but I'm going to say a great majority of coaches, just gonna say coaches, but a great majority of coaches teach balance like that, that almost like it's a cool term to say, like you need to achieve balance. You need balance in your life. Your life needs to be more balanced. Your work life balance, you know, and so it's just, it's interesting to hear someone say, you know, it's cool to try, you know, balance is good. However, you're putting a lot of stress on yourself when you're attempting balance. Because when we talk about balance, we're talking about an even load on your side. And when you're trying to, quote unquote, balance all these things and have these things on the same level as each other, it seems almost, you said it's plausible, but almost impossible. I'm definitely in that boat, like you said earlier. I'm definitely in that boat. There have been many, Life Strong listeners, men look in the mirror too. Just, you know, we just don't talk about them a whole lot.
Exactly.
Men look in the mirror too. And a lot of times we don't like what we see. But so here you are. You were a massage therapist for 18 plus, right?
I think. Yes. You said.
18 plus years. You're doing all this. What was it? When was it that you said, you know what? I can really help people with this holistic approach to life. When was it that you said, you know, yes, the massage therapy is helping people, but I want to take a different approach. I want to do this.
Well, definitely it took a long time. I've been doing massage therapy for over 18 years. I've been a fitness instructor since the 80s. I started dancing at a very young age, and I became an instructor since I was a teenager, actually. And as I kept on building a career as a dancer, building a career as a massage therapist, and understanding much more about alternative health lifestyle, this is when, and this I've been, you know, subconsciously, I didn't even know this consciously, but I've been life coaching people way before life coaching became a thing. Because I will have a lot of people that after class, they will come to me and ask me many questions about what kind of exercise is good for this, with this and that. And if with my background as a massage therapist, I would definitely draw a picture of which muscle group needs to be worked on for you to maybe release a hip because your hip is really tight. And most likely, well, most of the time when there's hip issues, it all comes from our backs, not really from the hip per se. But that is another story for another day. Right. Definitely. That's what we call referred pain. And then as a massage therapist, oh my goodness, I put people on the table and all I needed to say is, so how are you feeling today? And
WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're a Forbes Best in State, 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do, from the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being, because what we really do best is invest in you. Visit WSECU.org today to learn more. Washington, let's credit union.
With VerboCare, help is always ready, before, during, and after your stay. We've planned for the plot twists, so support is always available, because a great trip starts with peace of mind.
They will talk and talk and say everything and let their guards down and be vulnerable. So here I was, it's like, well, if I have some tools that can help someone feel better and improve their quality of life at some point with something that I may say, let's go for it. And I've been very curious. I've been very into research, and every single career that I have is all about learning. I don't have a career that I don't keep on learning from on a consistent basis. Massage therapy is I'm obligated to have continuing education for as long as I have this career. So I go do schooling over and over in a continuous basis. So once I started hearing people with all of these stories of what is the rooting of their pain, what really happened that they feel the way they feel, then, I mean, it was a whole other open door to help others improve their quality of life. And when I started helping others, I really helped myself, because the first person that I need to practice on for things to have some effectivity coming from me is practice what I preach. I gotta be a practitioner of what I preach. I am not gonna be recommending something to you that, oh, I'm recommending this to you because I heard it somewhere that it was good. No, I don't roll like that. I practice it, I try it on my first self first, and then I'll recommend things to you. If you have a hip replacement, a knee replacement, I'm not going to tell you to go do high impact interval training because it will destroy you versus, oh, I have a hip replacement and a knee replacement. I live in Florida and the land of retirees. So there's a lot of hip replacement people. So right. I'm not going to go tell you to start jumping all over the place and go for a 3-mile run because it will not help you. And now, on the other hand, if you get into a pool and you walk in the pool and you start doing a current on a circle and a circle, a circle, and then you turn around and you go against that current, that will help you tremendously. It's a lower impact exercise, but it's highly effective, and it will help people keep their quality of life in place. So this was definitely the big rooting of me becoming a life coach, because you know, I don't mean to be arrogant, but I have a lot of expertise that I can share with people. And then again, I don't know everything in life, but right. If I don't know something that you ask me, I'm not going to be making it up just to sound smart. I think that I will sound even dumb when it comes to that. I rather go on the route and I'm saying, you know what? I'm really good at research. I love doing research. Let me check it out for you and I'll get back to you. I think that is a better approach to helping others with improving themselves, because you're not going to have a source of information that just because you made a question, I'm supposed to have the answers to all of your questions. That is not really real. But I can tell you this, having the body, mind, and spirit approach to life, it has tremendous effectivity no matter what age we are. We have the capacity to change our mindset, because change is unavoidable. Change happens from the moment of conception to the moment of our passing. We're changing and changing and changing. Right. And the more we embrace changes, especially as we age. I've been doing a lot of physical activity since I was a little girl. I gotta be real to myself and be very aware that what I did when I was 12 years old, I'm not gonna do it at 59, okay? Right. That is not real because I can hurt myself. And then again at 12, I did hurt myself anyway. So I'm not gonna be repeating the same dumb thing over and over and not learn from the flipping lesson, you know? So this is, you know, these are other, and this is when we should be very cognizant that aging is not supposed to be demonized. Aging is good. Aging is beautiful. Women on menopause, that, oh my God, has menopause been demonized for so long? And women has been so scared of saying I'm in menopause. To me, my experience, I'm in menopause right now. And let me tell you something. I'm kicking ass just like I did in my 20s, 30s, and 40s. You know what? I have achieved more in this decade than I did 20 years ago. And I'm very happy, humble, and proud about that, that I'm still going and rolling and being a very active senior. Am I a senior? Yeah, probably not a senior. So yeah, I'm a very active senior here. So
I don't know. When is it? When are you considered? I've heard
some. I have no idea.
I don't either. I've heard so many ages. I don't know. Is it 50? Is it 62?
I have heard 55, 62, 65. Yeah. So I have no idea. And this is the thing, you know, age is a number. And when you have very high mileage, like I have had in this life, of course, things are going to happen, definitely. But it's not the end of your world. It's not the end of life here. There is a concept that neuroscientists are calling us now the super agers. And us super agers are people that are 55, 60, 70 years old, that we are into learning something new, maybe learning a new language, reading a lot, having a lot of physical activity. I just started a few months ago paddleboarding. I love my paddleboarding.
Oh, wow.
And paddleboarding is excellent for physical balance. It helps us. And this is when physical balance is so important for aging people, because as people age, they lose their balance. There's a trip and fall, and that can be a death sentence for a lot of people, versus keeping your body active and going and going and going helps us tremendously to maintain great quality in our brains. Because when we have brain health, everything else will be healthy. Versus if we don't have brain health, our bodies will start to decay. And I'm telling you this because I see it on my own mother. My mother is 93 years old. She is in advanced stages of dementia. My mother took care of her physical well-being, but she never took care of the chronic mental illness that she was going through, because it was taboo, because it was, don't talk about these things. It was back in the 1970s. And she didn't take care of that aspect of her life. Well, it shows. It shows. So people, please do yourselves a favor. Keep on learning. Be in student mode for the rest of your natural life. It's never late to learn something new, because our brains will be fed and our brains will be happy and well functioning because of this.
Wow. Wow. That's a lot to take in. We're learning. We're practicing right now. We are learning.
So, absolutely.
So our thoughts and prayers definitely for your mom as well.
Thank you.
I'm curious. You mentioned while you were talking about your mom, the fact that she did not take care of her mental.
WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're a Forbes Best in State 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do, from the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being, because what we really do best is invest in you. Visit WSECU.org today to learn more. Washington, let's credit union.
Day or night, VerboCare is here 24/7 to help make every part of your stay seamless.
if anything comes up, or you simply need a little guidance, support is ready whenever you reach out. From the moment you book to the moment you head home, we're here to help things run smoothly. Because a great trip starts with the right support. And hey, a good playlist doesn't hurt either.
The mental side of her health, and because it was taboo.
Yeah.
And in a lot of communities, that is the case.
Yes.
And I mentioned communities because, you know, in a lot of minority communities, for some reason, it is taboo. It is, you can't, we don't do that, or, you know, go see therapy for what, and that kind of thing.
Right.
In your experience, have you ever been able to put a finger on maybe why? Like, why? Because in other communities, it's not that big of an issue. It's like par for the course. Yeah, I see a therapist. You know, it's
exactly.
Yeah, sure, and it's awesome. And it, you know, and I'll speak for the Black community. We definitely, for years, it was, we don't do that, you know, because it was a sign that you were crazy. That's what I was told.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So have you been able to put a finger on maybe why?
Yes, absolutely. I grew up, unfortunately, and then there's always, you know, a big blessing in disguise with these conversations. I grew up my entire natural life, I've been around chronic untreated mental illnesses. This was the 1970s. My father, back in 1973, my father, unfortunately, his life was taken. He was killed in his place of business. And then my mother, she fell into a deep depression. She never recovered from it. And I come from Puerto Rico. Okay. So Latino people, there's a lot of machismo. There is a lot of phobias with many things. And one of the big phobias was if you have mental illness, it was the plain definition of batshit crazy. All right. You were crazy and you're either fine or you're crazy. And mental illness was synonymous of you're weak. You're weak and there's weakness there. You're not reliable. You just don't do these things. And back in those days, there was a one pill fix all kind of approach to mental illnesses. And the pill was, to me, it was a horse tranquilizer, because I would see uncles and aunts of mine that they were chronic. They were mental institution, chronic mental illness. So those were the only people that will be more or less treated. Mm-hmm. But the pill was so strong and so strong that it will keep them sleeping and sleeping and sleeping. There were zombies. Oh my God, I don't know what it was, but I know that two or three horses could be tranquilized with that thing, because it was, I mean, they would slur their words. It was horrific. It was horrific, and it was very, very sad. Versus when they wouldn't be under the effect of the pill, then they will be totally different people. It was like, oh my God, my auntie with the pill and my auntie with not the pill. And it was like, wow, these are two different people. Wow. I mean, it was very different behaviors, and it was very sad to see. And I can understand my mother when she refused to get any help, because she was terrified of becoming another zombie. And how was a woman being a zombie going to take care of three little kids when my father was killed? So it was a very hard thing, but it was the phobia of showing weakness, because mental illness was, I mean, it was mental illness. You're weak. Your life is over. You're good for nothing. You're not going to be productive in this life because you're crazy. And it was crazy, crazy, crazy. There was not any name. I mean, it was, I remember schizophrenia, and I remember crazy schizophrenia and depression. And then after that, well, other mental illnesses came out, and everything is more in the open now. But there's a lot of work to do. Definitely. There's a lot of work to do. I was a guest at a podcast this morning, this gentleman from the UK, and he was saying that it's taboo to talk about mental illnesses in England at this age. The younger younger generations are more in the open about it. But if you go to someone like my age, they're still into, no, you don't talk about that. That is not, you're not a strong person. And especially men. Men are under even more pressure when it comes to hiding mental illnesses more than women. Because let's take under consideration that in the eyes of the world, the normal definition of a woman is that she is sensitive, that she is delicate, that she is soft. And it's more like more accepting than, oh, she has mental illnesses. Oh, poor thing. She's always been like so sad and crying all the time. And it's like you give like a justification for a woman with mental illness. But with men, oh no, you don't do that. And my brother has bipolar disorder. And he was diagnosed in his almost in his 40s. And he was telling us that he wasn't feeling good since he was in high school. He was like, wow. He always knew that something was wrong with him and his emotions since he was in high school. But we grew up around, you keep quiet, you don't say nothing. And in with men specifically, well, upon my father's passing, all I heard for my brother was this, well, now you're the man of the house. He was 9 years old. How is he going to become the man of the house at 9 years old? No pressure, right? And I mean, the gentlemen out there, you guys go through a lot of pressure to build this facade and this persona that you're supposed to be all the time. When men do have moments of vulnerability, men do suffer, men do cry, men do go through all of these emotions that all of us do, because it's human to go through all of these emotions, and it's okay to show vulnerable. I wish that a few cousins of mine will step and say something to someone, because they committed suicide. They ended it. Mm-hmm. And nobody knows why. They didn't even leave a note. It was just, it's like, oh my God, what happened to this person? Oh no, he jumped. Yeah. And those are cousins of mine from Puerto Rico. And a great part of it is the taboo and being in silence, because you're a man and men don't suffer. Men don't show vulnerable. Men don't show weakness. And it's not weakness. This is humanity. This is what we're supposed to be. We all have our moments of weakness. We all have our moments of sadness, loss, anger. Right, we all do. But how do we deal and which tools to pick up to navigate through these situations is very important that we do have them and don't worry about it. Vulnerability is power. It shows who we truly are as individuals. And to all my dear men out there, don't do this alone, man. You got this. Get help from someone that really, that will never be judging you because you are a man and you're supposed to be, it's like, no. If there's beauty and vulnerability, because it will help you have better quality of life and find that harmony that we so very much deserve. Mm. Don't do it alone, please.
Wow. Wise words have never been spoken. More wise words have never been spoken. Moving to you also provide physical therapy for age 55 and up, right?
Yeah, I do fitness for ages 55 plus. Yeah.
So describe that, you know, because I haven't hit 55 yet. I've got a few more years.
Good.
but I'm planning. I'm planning. See. I'm planning. So describe that. What does fitness training for age 55 and up look like?
Well, here where I live at, you know, we are in the land of retirees, and there is this this beautiful concept called active living adult communities, 55 okay. plus. Okay. No children are allowed. It's only owners that are 55 plus. Mm-hmm. And they offer every single kind of exercise that caters to your specific needs. Okay. I was a group fitness instructor. Well, I'm still am. I'm a group fitness instructor for 55 plus individuals. And of course, we are not a one size fits all. Mm-hmm. And in my classes, I welcome people with disabilities. And it's very important because, first of all, it makes them feel that they're useful, that they're functional, right. that they belong, that they're doing something productive for themselves. Socializing, we are beings of socializing, okay? We are beings of being in a herd, all right? We're herding people. We love to be in a group, and this is who we are. And a big part of having these groups of people getting together, it's very helpful for them because many women and men, they lost their wives. They don't live close to their family anymore. They are on their own, and it helps them to create community and social, and their social skills go up to the roof. So it gives them another inspiration to go to class because they will meet with this one and that one and that one, and they make a group, and it's a beautiful thing. I have done pool classes for a very long time, and it's a very powerful way of doing physical activity because it's almost low to no impact to the body. Rather than being in a classroom, jumping and jumping and jumping, and the feet being impacted and going all the way to the back, et cetera, et cetera. So aqua classes are powerful for people over 55 plus because even people with disabilities can get in the pool and do mobility in a more subtle way. But it doesn't matter if it's subtle or not, it's powerful physical activity. I have done chair classes. The person has a chair and use the chair as an assistant, not really as...
WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're a Forbes Best in State, 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do, from the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being, because what we really do best is invest in you. Visit WSECU.org today to learn more. Washington, let's credit union.
Day or night, VerboCare is here 24/7 to help make every part of your stay seamless. If anything comes up or you simply need a little guidance, support is ready whenever you reach out. From the moment you book to the moment you head home, we're here to help things run smoothly. Because a great trip starts with the right support. And hey, a good playlist doesn't hurt either.
My life depends on this. Right. And they start getting independent. They start letting go of the chair little by little and using the chair only for assistance. And it's like, and I tell them, don't be holding the chair like your life depends on it. Just touch the chair. And it gives them a sense of security that they're not going to fall, that they're not going to trip. Right. And with long term of these classes, it is proven that helps them improve their quality of life in a tremendous way. I used to have this woman that she will go at first with a wheelchair because she has sciatic issues, and with constant movement, stretching, how important is stretching, she got off the flipping wheelchair and she went into a cane. And after the cane, she will hold on to the chair. And after the chair, she held on to nothing. So it was a beautiful way for her to feel better instead of relying on a pill for temporary relief and stay home watching soap operas, being lonely. So group fitness instruction for these communities is not really only about the exercise. The exercise is vital, but it's so much more than that. It's social skills, it's being with people, it's moving little by little, it's not being intimidated because they go to a classroom that is full with 20-year-olds and they're like, what the hell am I doing here when all these people are jumping and the nice pretty girls, and here I am looking like a fool, because people really get really intimidated by this. And especially the older population, that when where a lot of people are just, you know, pushed away because they're older. So it's a beautiful practice. I've been doing it for a long time, and it was my calling. When I moved to Florida over 20 years ago, this was my calling. I started in one community, I ended at three, and now that I live here in South Florida, more doors are opening for more of these communities. And these are, you know, many women, they have cancer before, so they have limited mobility.
Wow.
Yeah. A lot of people, they have hip replacements. They have limited mobility, but it doesn't mean in any way or form that they cannot have good quality of life and be physically active. There's always an option to physical activity. It's just about picking those tools and actually using them. And please go to the professional. Go to the one that knows their craft and they know they're experts on muscle groups, because, hey, a lot of teachers, they are one size fits all. And when it comes to these communities, it's never about one size fits all. It's about individual attention that they need. That's for sure.
All right now. All right. So let's talk about the Inner Truth Project. Mm-hmm. And actually, the Inner Truth Project, there's two that I want to talk about. The Inner Truth Project, and then you have, there's the Pet Cottage, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So let's start with the Inner Truth Project. Explain to us about that.
The Inner Truth Project is a beautiful platform that I am a volunteer at. It's for survivors of sexual assault. It started first as a group for women, and now we have a group for men. And I'm so honored to be part of this group.
Wow.
When I was a little girl, I was sexually assaulted for the first time. I was sexually assaulted many times throughout my life by different faces, different people, a lot of sexual harassment. And in America, there is no ending to this, unfortunately. And it's an invasion to our intellect, our sanity, our emotions. It takes us down to a very, very deep rabbit hole. I went into very dark seasons of my life because I was in silence for so long, 47 years of my life being in silence until I wrote a chapter in a book, but that is a story for a little later. And when I was invited to volunteer for the Inner Truth Project, I saw the open sky, because it's a beautiful platform that helps survivors with loving, getting themselves to love themselves again. That is a big one. Mm. It helps them with yoga classes, meditation, prayer, Zumba classes, massages. That is a big deal. Massage therapy for sexual assault survivors, because it's a very, in their minds, it's a very invasive thing. It's too personal. It's too close for comfort. Mm. And I am honored to be able to help these individuals, because I was there. I am a survivor myself. And they open a new section that is for gentlemen that are sexual assault survivors. I did a beautiful podcast with this man. He's from Dominican Republic, and in the world, in Latin America, a man that has been sexually assaulted, you never talk about that with no one. Ever should know this, because you stop being a man. Okay. Yeah. And this amazing soul, he opens up and he says it all. He puts it all in the open when he was 6 years old. And it's a very powerful, powerful platform that everybody is welcome. You are not judged. You are not pointed the fingers. All there you will receive is love, because everybody that is involved in this project, we are all survivors. Wow. All of us.
Wow.
And there's people that are older than me, There's people much younger than me, and we all share this in common, or unfortunately, but this tragedy that we've all been through, right. It brought us together to do something that is bigger than ourselves. And it's a big deal for me, definitely.
Wow. And it sounds like it should be.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow, I'm so glad that, you know, it was put on your heart to, you know, to be a part of something like that, because it's necessary.
Oh, absolutely.
It's necessary.
Absolutely.
And the Pet Cottage.
The Pet Cottage is another beautiful platform. This amazing place houses pets for people that have been deployed or seniors that have lost their lives and they left their pets behind. This is a place that gives permanent housing to these animals. I'm a volunteer there as well, and I go there and I massage all of the baby boo-boos that are there, and they absolutely love it. It's a beautiful platform, and for people that have been deployed, they keep them while the military personnel are in deployment. And if for cases that it's very unfortunate that this person loses their lives in deployment, the dog will have a permanent house to stay for the rest of their lives. They're not going to be sent away to shelters or none of that matter. And don't take me wrong, no-kill shelters are amazing platforms that offer so many help. But the truth of the matter is that it's a chaotic environment. It's very difficult to be there. I volunteer in no-kill shelters as well. And it's a whole different ballgame from this house that is a house with 13 dogs in the house in a beautiful, clean environment and surrounded by love. All of us volunteers, we go there in a consistent basis to take care of these animals. And many of them, they are sick animals because they're seniors. They're older dogs. And the truth of the matter is, when they go to these shelters, nobody wants an old dog. It's very unfortunate, but nobody is going to want a dog that is sick, that needs medication, that needs medical attention, and it's a lot of money involved. So the Pet Cottage is another amazing platform that I am humble and honored to be part of.
That's awesome. I can't possibly be the only one, but I never thought about the pet. You always think about the person, and in those instances, but very few times I think do we think about, oh, what's going to happen to the pet?
Yeah, the pets, you know, that are left behind. Yeah, right. It's very, very sad. And many pets, they just end up in whatever shelter because nobody wants them. Yeah.
Wow. That's wow, man, that's awesome. I applaud you for doing that. That's awesome. And I applaud the Pet Cottage too.
Pet Cottage.
That's awesome. That they do something like that. So Blanca, tell everybody that's listening, how can they reach out to Blanca E. Rodriguez?
Yes, absolutely. Thank you for that. You can reach me out through my website, www.woundedhealer.us. I offer complimentary holistic life coaching. It can be half hour, it can be 2 hours. It doesn't matter to me. And the greatest takeaway of this is that it's in a non-judgmental environment. You don't have to commit to anything if you don't want to. It's just about having a one-on-one conversation about anything that causes you discomfort, any questions that you may have. Many times in life, a stranger can help you much more than people that we know. And I would love to be that stranger that can help you improve your quality of life. Definitely.
Awesome. Awesome. So if anybody listening needs some non-judgmental, holistic support or life coaching, Blanca E. Rodriguez at woundedhealers.us is the place to visit. Ms. Rodriguez, thank you so much for being a part of the podcast.
Thank you.
A lot of nuggets that I hope listeners take in and utilize. And like I said earlier, you know, knowledge is power, but if you don't use it,
pointless. For nothing. Yeah, it's pointless.
All right. Absolutely. So
thank you.
Thank you, Life Strong family. That's the show for today. I want to thank Ms. Rodriguez for giving us her tidbits of information and her knowledge and her wisdom. Life Strong family, remember, our lives are fleeting. Cherish them. Our lives are ever changing. We have to adapt, and your life is yours. You have to live it. Again, I'm AC, and this is the Life Strong Project, and thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to the Life Strong Project.
WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're a Forbes Best in State 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do, from the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being, because what we really do best is invest in you. Visit WSECU.org today to learn more. Washington, let's credit union.
Early birds always rise to the occasion for summer vacation planning, because early gets you closer to the action. So don't be late. Book your next vacation early on Vrbo and save over $120. Rise and shine. Average savings $141. Select homes only.